Eventually. Okay, so if we go down and look at convert. Okay, which one is convert? I didn't do a good job of naming things. Okay, so when in doubt, that one's named button case, that one's in the button access, button more, and button replace. Okay, so button convert is actually called button case. Okay. So if I go back out here, first of all, I have a load. So on the load, I put up a message box that says be sure to enter data in the two text boxes. The third one should have an embedded ampersand. Oh, the second one, I can't read. The second one should have an embedded ampersand. Okay? So I'm entering in first, and then I'm entering in second with an embedded ampersand. So I'm entering something into those boxes. And it told me that the second one should have an embedded ampersand. Okay. So if I click on button case, I'm getting the uppercase conversion and the lowercase conversion. Okay. So I am, first of all, adding to the items in this collection. So I'm adding to this box, which is called list output. And I'm adding in, and I'm doing an uppercase conversion, and I'm doing a lowercase conversion. So if I click on convert, the first one comes in totally as first in uppercase, and the next one comes in totally as lowercase. Okay, so those are two kind of standard ones that you always get when you're working with programming. Okay, so that was the first one. Okay, so button access. If I click on that, I crash. Oh, good. Interesting. First text, dot substring 3-4. Does anybody see anything wrong with that? It doesn't like that parenthesis. But I claim that parenthesis is needed. Okay, so let me comment that out for now. Okay, and it's going to have a problem apparently with this one as well. Okay, so I'm going to comment those two out. I don't remember that crashing when I looked at it. But I looked at it when I was six, so who knows. Okay, so now I am going to end this, and I'm going to play it again. Okay.
Out of range.
Hmm?
You're complaining about out of range.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. That's what my guess was, that I put in too small a thing. So I'm going to say John Anderson and Linda. I actually didn't mean to do those out until I had done this. But we'll come back in. Pardon me?
All right. Just the first one has to be long enough.
Well, it said go to the third character and go to four, and as I was getting out of it, I said, oh, I know what that was. The third, I had the word first in there. And I was going to the third character and saying, take four, and the word four to take. Okay. So I can go back. Actually, let's try that and make sure. And apparently, you know, when I tested this, I didn't write first. So let's try it at least. So, Ann Johnson and Peter Lynch. Can't spell, but that's all right. Nobody will know. Okay, so converted them. And now we're getting to access, and access worked fine. When we'll talk about that as a second when we get down. The first thing gave me the length of what was in first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So it gave me 11 because that's the length of what I have. Okay? So each one of these, as I am getting the function, I'm doing the function here, and I'm just adding the output to my collection. Okay, so I'm just adding in the result. So then I said, add, and I don't know why that one didn't crash if you want to know the truth. My problem came, and we'll look down here and then go back. It crashed on this, which said substring starting at 3, going for 4 characters. Well, I had typed the word first there. So starting at 3 and going for 4 characters is talking about 7 characters, right? And actually starting at 3 and going for 4 is talking about 6. And first didn't have the right number of characters, so it was crashing based on that. Okay. So now I've got other functions here. One of them is mid, and mid is going in and saying, go to the third character. Go to the third character, which is an N, and take 4, which gets N space J-O. On mid, if I do not give a final character, it takes till the end. And these are, as I said, coincidentally, I was doing this in my Visual Basic class this morning. And they're working pretty much the same way. We looked at mid, we looked at substring, they're working the same way. And you'll find that if you go in and look at all the languages, there'll be something very, very similar. Okay, so mid with just the name of the field, comma, 3, takes it to the end. It goes to the end. Okay, and mid, hello world, 7, and then 5 is giving me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so it's giving me the word world, because it's going in and extracting in the middle. Then I have an in string, which is finding the location of the ampersand, which is why I said put an ampersand in the second one. So it is finding the location. In string is going into text second and finding the location of the ampersand and telling me that it's the 6th character in is the ampersand. Okay. Then substring is going to the 3rd character and grabbing 4. Okay. And so it is going to the 3rd character and grabbing 4. Now what's the difference between mid and substring? Because up here with mid, I put 3.4. Down here with substring, I've got 3.4. Mid gave me this result, and substring gave me that result. So what's the difference between them?
The fourth character and made it the
first character on the mid? Well, sorta. It's taking the fourth character.
But the bottom one looks like it took the first three characters and cut out the fourth character.
No, there's a space there. I should have put in a name that would get me a thing. I'll go to it in a minute. So this one said 3, go to the third character and start with 4, but it's going to 1, 2, 3, it's going to the fourth character, as you said. Okay, so what's the difference? Basically, the mid is counting with 1, 2, 3, and what's the substring counting with? The first character is the zeroth character. Okay, so it's counting as the first character is the zeroth character, and so it's counting 0, 1, 2, 3, and it's going in like that to the third character.
Okay. So if I take a picture, I'm going to take a picture of this, and we're going to go back and put in a longer first name. So if I click access now, okay,
so this one goes in. So I've got Mella, and so it's going into the third character. So I've got Mella. Maybe actually move that over a little so it's clearer. I'm not crazy, right? Before, it was giving us different output, right?
Yeah, because now on the substring, it looks like it goes to the third character.
Yeah, it sure does.
And displays the next four characters.
It sure does. And when I did it with Anne, it looked very different. Okay, somebody that's got the book with them, look up substring, because I thought I remembered the substring started with 0, so I thought I remembered a perfect solution to that. But now it's not looking like a perfect solution, is it?
That's really kind of strange.
I don't know if anyone would like to use 0 or 1 for the start, but that's...
I mean, why did I get different things here? Okay. As I said, when I was playing with this
wait,
didn't...
Wait, it wasn't, though, because it was the space in the name.
Well, I did Anne Johnson, right?
No.
Okay. So if I do access... This shouldn't be happening, folks. Should it?
Yeah.
in this one,
that one's
wait a minute,
four.
Now this, okay, all right. Okay.
The first character position is
zero. No, huh?
With the first character position zero, so...
The substring.
That
yes.
one's right.
Well, but wait a minute. This one is now changed. And I'm not insane because I took a picture of it.
scroll down.
Oh, no, let's just go back. I mean, this is what was already there, and it's now changed to have ELA and ELA Smith, which is... what I said.
The one with six is right, the 12 one is wrong. I don't know.
This one is now Ella and Ella. Okay.
That should be the fourth letter. Because it starts at zero.
All right. Did I take a picture of? I think I did. I hope I did. No, I just took this latest picture. I didn't take a picture of it. That's too bad, because I am now going to be convinced that I'm absolutely insane. Seriously. Did it used to have an M on both of these? Didn't we see that? I swear. Or am I just really going out of my mind?
I'm pretty sure it used to have the M.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure it used to have the M, which is weird.
It's totally weird. So now let's get out of here.
Something adding a space to the start? I don't know.
I don't know, but I know that I am going a little bit nuts right now. Okay.
The hell out of me right there.
Only you? Gee, I don't understand why it confused you. It's as clear as bell to me.
zero should be the first letter. One should be the second letter. For some reason, it's switching between the two.
Okay, so we're now going in, and we're putting in Ann Johnson. That was what we had first, right? And we had Peter Lynch. Here, okay? And we're clicking on access, and...
Now it's true. It, huh?
Did I click twice?
Yeah, you must have.
All right. Let's try this one more time. I always love when this happens. And unfortunately, it happens more with Visual Basic than anything else.
No, I have the most problem with this right here than any of my other classes. This, like, drives me crazy.
Okay. Ann Johnson, Peter Lynch. And what are you? Well, I won't even go there. All right, so now if I very carefully walk over to the access button and click it once... Okay, so somehow, whatever.
That's right.
Yes. And that's right.
Yes. Oh, now I know why I'm getting confused. I forgot there's a mid at the start.
Yes. So the mid is indeed starting with the third character and taking four characters. The substring is starting with the fourth character, which is the space, and is taking... four characters.
Now I
don't know. Well, no, it's starting. I shouldn't have said starting with the fourth. It's starting counting at zero.
Now I know why I'm confused. Mid starts with one, substring starts
with zero.
Starts with zero,
exactly. Or at least that's what I think we know right now. Right now, I'm not so sure I know anything, so. Okay, so this is starting with 0, 1, 2, 3. So I'm getting the space Johnson, right? Okay, so now I'm putting in Pamela, what was her last name?
I think it was...
Doesn't much matter, it's Pamela Smith.
I think that was it.
Okay,
So now we're putting in Pamela Smith, and we're clicking the access button once.
And that's right.
And that's right.
Yeah, I think I was getting confused by the fact that mid and substring text.
No, at one point, I swear, the M was in both places.
Oh.
Somebody tell me they started to. Or else we've wasted a lot of time with my going insane and coming back again or whatever.
I feel like I saw it too, but I don't know.
So now we have Mella and Ella, which is what we would want. So that's just a subtle difference between how the mid works and how the substring works. Okay. Notice also the way that they're coded. The mid is outside, and then it says inside the parenthesis the name of the field 3-4. The substring gives the name of the field dot substring. And then the starting point and the number of characters. And with both of them, if you don't tell the number of characters, it goes to the end of the field. Okay. Just to humor myself one more time. Again, I must have clicked twice. This mouse is acting very temperamentally lately, so I apparently clicked twice because you cut it up there twice. Okay. So then, after we've got all of this, we've got the button More. And if we click on More, these are the things that we see. And actually, you know what? I'm going to just run it again so they stand out a little bit more. So I'm running More. Okay, so the first one is a reverse. And we talked about that in Visual Basic this morning. And I'm still not clear why I'd ever want to reverse the names, but there we have it. I guess you could do that to make your password or something. So we're doing a reverse. The second one is in putting in a bunch of spaces in between. So I have the space function. So I can say concatenate that with five spaces, concatenate with the next one. And that will do that for you. Now, Microsoft used to have a left-right thing like mid. Left and right used to work like mid. And then they decided that left and right meant something else. So now if you want to use a left and a right to find the leftmost characters and the rightmost characters, you have to write Microsoft.visualbasic.left to differentiate it from the other use of left, and Microsoft Visual Basic right to differentiate it. Okay? So if I say I want to see the left four characters, I get Pamela. A left four characters of a literal, left five characters of a literal, I got hello, and the last four characters, I got M-I-T-H. And the replace one. Okay. So I did a replace with the ampersand that I had, and I replaced the ampersand with a percent sign. So I said go in and replace. That's a real useful thing, because lots of times people will decide that the IDs they have, they want a different character or something like that. I've used replace, as in they wanted to change the structure of something. And so you can go in and do a replace with a character. And you can replace with multiple characters. So I used to have everybody's major as CI, but then I decided to change it and have some of them CIA, some of them CIB, some of them CI3. You can go in and change that. And so I did a replace of TUV with XXX. And then I said, go into the 20th character, and after the 20th character, I want to replace the next three with ZZZ. Okay, so that's two ways that you can do that. So those are a bunch of functions that you can use or not use, but those are a bunch of functions that we have. Okay. Okay, the next one that I want to look at is I want to talk just a minute about the function assignment. And again, if you're in PHP, and I meant to say PHP before, if you're in PHP, you're doing this in both PHP and in Visual Basic, and it happens to be the same week you're doing it, which is exactly what I'm looking for, is for you to see how to do it multiple ways. Or it's actually not PHP, we're doing it in MySQL. Yeah, we can look at how to do it in PHP as well when we get back to PHP, but right now it's MySQL, which is in the PHP course. So we're starting out with the name Doe John M. And I want to flip it so that I have John M. Doe. So what's the key here? The slash. It's the location of the slash, right? Because the name starts one character after the slash, right? So the first name starts one character after the slash. So if I know where the slash is, I know where the first name is, and I can extract it. Okay. Now, in the MySQL class, I was talking about it's a lot harder than it will be in here, because in here you can do it with a sequence of instructions. So I can have one command that asks me location slash equals, and I use the command to find the location of the slash. And then I can just have another command that just takes out first middle. And then I can have another that just takes out last. And then I have another that concatenates them together. So I can do it piecemeal. So this one is a lot easier than the one you're doing in MySQL, because it all has to be done in one statement when you're doing it in MySQL. So, basically, I would suggest, if you're in both the classes, that you do it here first, and then go and do it in the MySQL, because it's easier to do here. Okay. And then there are other commands that I want you to do there, playing around mainly with functions. Okay, the next thing that comes up is after functions, we're going to go back and look at first procedures zipped. So please take that one as well. and first functions while we're at it. Yes, I already did that. Just to be sure. The procedures, yeah. Okay. You have the book, right?
Yeah.
Read the definition, because I meant to bring mine, of by reference and by val. By ref and by val. If you can find it. Because they give a pretty good definition in the book. How many of you have the book?
I never bring it with me.
I just am curious whether you even own it.
Yeah, I mean, I do, but I never bring it with me because my book bag is so...
Oh, I wouldn't bring it either because we don't ever use it. So I would not bring it. I'm just curious how many people have bought it, huh?
I got the e-book. It was like 10 bucks. So.
Really?
Yeah.
The e-book was 10 bucks? That's good.
Yeah, I got it on Amazon. It wasn't
too
bad.
No, not at all. Is that a rent or an own?
Yeah, I can just pull it up.
Is it a rent or an own?
It's an own. Amazon, it's on the Kindle app, but yeah, I have Prime too.
Yeah, no, Prime is worth its...
Especially if you're a student. Yeah. 50 bucks.
Right. Especially if you don't like shopping.
Yeah. Stores are going to be a thing of the past too.
You know, I mean, it, when I stop and think at Christmas time, how much I actually go to a store and buy... It's negligible. It's something I forgot that I needed in less than 2 days.
Yeah.
If I need it in 2 days, it's Amazon.
Yeah. Amazon Prime, pretty much just the holidays make up its value with all you save on shipping.
Yep.
So
did you find it?
Yeah.
Read.
It's the optional bival keyword indicates that the arguments passed into the variable are passed by value. So the first one you list takes in the first parameter. The second one you list takes in the second parameter.
Right. But there's a definition, and I'll look and see if I can say, of by ref and by value that they give that's really good.
By ref.
They just...
I looked it up on Microsoft.
So it specifies that an argument is passed in such a way that it's called the seizure of property, cannot change the value or the variable.
Right.
Underlying the argument in the common book.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. That's something you should look up, is by ref and by battle, and we're going to actually experiment with it, which is why I want to actually, we'll leave the definition thing and experiment with it for a minute. Okay, so when I start writing this, I start working with this. First of all, I put up a bunch of boxes, and then I put up the pass by reference and pass by value. So, if I start out and I do greet, okay, greet is the simple procedure. Hello, it is, da-da. Okay, my computer has a different time than that computer. No, I guess it doesn't. I can't read. All right, so I'm doing here, my click event on button greet is calling a procedure. Okay, and the procedure is a procedure that I wrote. And I just put in public sub to greet. So it's a subroutine that I wrote. Okay, and we'll get into the public and private and everything later. But right now, I set it up and I called it, here's a public, it's sub, and it's to greet. And then I said, dim work date as date, which brings in the date from the system. And as I said before, I don't remember them, but if you want to get parts of a date, you can go look that up and it will give you the command, the word you need to use if you want to get just the month or just the day, or if you want to find out how many days there are up till now and all that stuff. There's functions for all of that. So I said, dim work date is date. And now I said, work date equals now. So I'm getting today's date and today's time. And then I'm saying, okay, in the box, add hello, it is, and put out